In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The scene was Jerusalem. It sat at the crossroads of the east. There was Egypt to the west, and Asia Minor to the north, and Syria to the east. It was a very heavily traveled trade route. There were merchants and traders and craftsmen, and certainly a share of swindlers filling Jerusalem. It was the capital city of Judea, and it was the home of Solomon's temple. And every Jew who was able to manage the trip was expected to take the annual pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the celebration of the Passover feast. So it was in this swirling chaos of cultures and languages and customs that we enter today into Holy Week, the last week of the earthly life of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've read two gospel lessons this morning. They're two stories that seem so radically different, but actually they both describe a kind of pilgrimage that you and I are each invited into. And so I want to explore the differences and similarity of these two gospel readings. The first one was the reading of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. The people were honoring him the same way they would honor a king. They waved palm branches and they sang anthems as he passed by. They laid their coats on the walk where the donkey stepped. This procession was the same form that was used when they would welcome kings or conquering generals through the years. But there were some very striking differences. Jesus came with humility. He was riding on a donkey. It wasn't some magnificent war horse that he was riding on. And he was riding into the capital of Judaism, bringing a form of victory, certainly, but it wasn't a political victory. It wasn't a military victory. This was definitely not a typical king, and it was not a typical reign of a king that was represented in this scene. Jesus entered Jerusalem on a colt in fulfillment of the prophecy that comes from the prophet Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. How have you experienced Jesus entering your life? Have you experienced a slow procession over a long period of time of recognizing Jesus in your life, or has it been more of a triumphant march that happened all at once and was suddenly there? How does Jesus re-enter your life every day? In the same way there was a triumphant entry into Jerusalem, there's a triumphant entry of Christ into each of our lives as followers of Jesus Christ. How do we pave the way with branches? Or maybe pave the way with prayer? Or even pave the way with a spoken invitation for him to enter in? Do you experience Jesus as a gallant king on a war horse? Or as a humble rabbi on a donkey? There's a reflection for us to have on this process of Jesus' entry as a king other than the normal vision of what a king looks like and how a king acts. What was the kingship? What was the reign that he was bringing and that he's inviting us to accept? The second gospel reading today is the story of Jesus' passion. There's this whirlwind of events, Judas leaving the upper room to betray him, Jesus praying in the Mount of Olives, his arrest and being taken to Caiaphas, his being denied by Peter, and then taken to Pilate, and then to Herod, and then back to Pilate, and then his scourging and crucifixion and death. Sometimes Jesus enters our lives through our own experiences of pain and suffering. He knows all about it. He has personally been there. Even God's own Son was not exempt from pain and suffering. And throughout his suffering, he stayed true to who he was. He stayed true to this way of compassion and love that his whole ministry was about, all of his teachings were about. Imagine in the context of what was happening to Jesus, his first words on Calvary were forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Imagine. Jesus showed his love even from the cross. When one of the thieves asked Jesus to remember him, his response was completely out of proportion to the request. He not only agreed to remember him, he said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." In paradise, a thief dying on the cross beside him. When have you needed assurance and comfort when facing suffering or death? We all do, at one time or another. Jesus has been there, and he offers himself to us when we find ourselves in that place, or when we are with people we love who are in that place. Jesus triumphed in overcoming everything that hatred and greed and fear could throw at him. He overcame all of it, and he replaced all of that violence with grace. Jesus offers us that same grace, and it's not a cheap grace. It was very costly for him to be given that ability to share that grace with us. It's the grace of his presence when we're there for loved ones who are suffering or dying, or when it's our time. I was told long ago that being with a family at the time of death, or at the approaching death of a loved one, is to be in a sacred space, to be on holy ground. And I have found that to be so absolutely true. It really is a sacred space to be invited to be with a family during that time. And there's something I've ended up doing fairly often when I'm in that situation, to use anointing oil and ask members of the family to anoint that person's hand or arm or head or foot or whatever is appropriate. So that we're asking for God's blessing, but we're also part of that blessing. Our act of providing that kind of sharing and love and compassion is part of the grace that Christ allows us to be part of and to participate in and to share with other people. Today's gospel stories tell about two very contrasting events in the life of Christ. This is the Day of the Palms, and it's also the Day of the Passion. We honor the triumphal entry that will lead to Jesus' death, and we honor the agony of his passion that will lead to new life. The triumphal marches into Jerusalem and to Calvary are ways that Jesus presents himself to you and me, to us. They are these two versions of triumphal marches that are part of our journeys of faith as well. Because we're shown Jesus as a humble servant, and being completely triumphant in accomplishing being that humble servant, and also being triumphant Lord, and as the loving and compassionate Son of God. He exchanged violence and dysfunction with grace. Throughout the coming week, we're invited to accept the invitation by the church to walk with Christ on the journey to Easter morning. Don't lose the chance. Don't pass up that opportunity. Every one of these services allows us to spend time in a very different phase of that journey, and they are really transformational times. And I encourage you to engage in them here or online or any way you can. Reflect on the triumph of his entering Jerusalem as a humble king, and the triumph of fulfilling his journey to the cross. Reflect on the ways and the times that Jesus has entered into your life. And consider the times and the circumstances that call you to maybe more deliberately invite Jesus into your life every day. Please join me in prayer. Loving God, help us discern Jesus' humble servanthood at work through us. Help us to be strong in our resolve to keep to our own journey of faith. Use us to bring His love and compassion into the world. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.